Welcome to the Smash Show, Marlene.
Thank you for having me here. It's a great pleasure.
Now, your talk this evening, what's it going to concentrate on?
Well, my talk is on aerospace technology in the Asian century. And what I'm going to talk about, I'm the first Asian president of Engineers Australia. And I think it's very important to focus on the alliances that Australia can make with Asia in the Asian century. Now, the government white paper on the Asian century talks about the importance of these strategic alliances. These alliances in the context of engineering and innovation are what we're focusing on today in this conference. So the high technology, the health monitoring systems, the net manufacturing and aerospace technology, this is exactly where Australia needs to be for the future. We can no longer be dependent on the commodities boom and riding on the sheep's back. We need to generate new wealth for Australia, and this is going to be the new wealth. This is going to be the above-ground boom that never runs out. And engineers are in the box seat to make this happen. And the fact that we've got, for example, Dr. Xinhua Wu chairing one of these conferences is exactly where we want to be. Because when we have leaders in Australia with an Asian background, with connections with Asia, well, they can facilitate those connections even more because they know the language, they know the culture. So Australia is uniquely positioned with its multicultural society to take advantage of these assets to promote itself in terms of its technology in Asia.
Is there any type of engineer we're going to need in the future?
We're going to need every kind of engineering because everything you use today, the electronics, the communication, the buildings, the cars we drive, everything we use in modern life involves engineering. So engineers take science, they transform it, and they make it feasible for modern life. So engineering is indispensable to everything we do. So we're going to need every kind of engineering. And with the scarcity of resources and the pressure for sustainability, we're going to have to get smarter. And to get smarter, we have to innovate. And to innovate and implement these innovations, we need engineering. So you just can't do without engineering.
And someone who's trained as an engineer, perhaps in a narrow field, after they work here a while, do you find that their skills transfer into other areas?
Well, engineers have enormous creativity and analytical capabilities. And many engineers choose to work in other fields. They might go into banking, for example. We have a lot of bankers who are engineers, or into project management and to other fields. But still, the creativity remains.
Now, we know that the government has been working on a space industry policy. Has the Institution of Engineers had any input into that policy?
Not that I know of. We might have, but I haven't been personally involved in that.
And this is an aerospace congress. Does Australia have many links with the people overseas? You mentioned our multicultural aspect gives us an advantage there. But are we forming strong links with India, China, Malaysia, Philippines and so on?
In the engineering world, we definitely have strong formal and informal links. For example, Engineers Australia has good networks with its partner institutions in Singapore, Malaysia, Hong Kong, and so forth. And these links enable Australian engineers to work in Asia and vice versa. So it provides, for example, recognition of engineering qualifications, Australian qualifications in Hong Kong, for example. And these then facilitate the networks and the flow of ideas from Asia back to Australia and so forth.
And as much engineering, aeronautical engineering, being done here in Australia?
There is some research being done in particular areas, and I think we're going to be talking about that in the conference, for example, in materials and so forth. But you know, the big design and build of large aeroplanes, of course, is being done overseas. But we do have some niche areas, and these niche areas are most important because they are leadership positions in the technology that Australia has, and this is what's going to drive the economy forward. This is what's going to enable Australia to thrive. If we want to maintain our standard of living, our high wages, these are the areas of technology that we must get into.
Now, we have a lot of students come here from overseas, many of them studying engineering. Is this a benefit to Australia or a drain?
No, it's a benefit, because if you look at the US, more than 50% of their engineers, for example, in Silicon Valley are overseas born. And what these students, when they come to Australia, they bring a lot of diversity of ideas as a result of their background and culture. And innovation comes out of diversity. So we need to celebrate that diversity, and it helps us to become smarter as well.
Anything else we need to say about this?
Well, it's very exciting to be here, I have to say. And I think that this is exactly where Australia needs to be for the future. We need to have more of these conferences, and we need to celebrate this in the media and the community. The community needs to understand the important role of engineering and technology in our society and the important role this has in our economy.
Well, thanks for joining us on the Snow Show, Marlene.
Thank you very much for having me.